وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. Yes, my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى. We supposed to search for the Laylatul Qadr in the odd days, even though Ramadan is 29. Means we started from the 21. Always 21 and 23 and 25 from the first counting of Ramadan supposed to be Laylatul Qadr, means the odd numbers. And absolutely, we don't deny that there is an opinion that says Laylatul Qadr could be on the 20th, could be in the 21 days, means could be on the odd days or on the even days, because the reason that you mentioned, and they use Hadith Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala as an evidence for that. I don't want to detail the evidence and the statements, but I would like to say to you, this is an opinion that is not correct, even though have lots of ulama who they went to it, like for example Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala and others. And the correct opinion is the opinion of the majority of the ummah. This opinion is the opinion of nearly all the ummah, because the evidences that the Prophet mentioned and described Laylatul Qadr in it, it's all talking about even day, about the odd days describing Ramadan from the beginning of it. We count it from the beginning, and whenever we reach the 21st, it will be the first night that possible for the Qadr to be in it. So, and also this is the opinion of the majority of the ulama of the ummah of in the latest time and also in the previous time without any difference. And I ask you to hold on this opinion and to believe on it, and not to bring the other opinion as it's really confuse lots of people and make them having a confusion about Laylatul Qadr itself. Because the end of it means Laylatul Qadr could be in the whole last 10 nights, doesn't matter it's odd or it's even. And this is absolutely contradict with the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wafaqak Allah.